Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm Jeff Gavin, the teen librarian at North County Regional Library in Huntersville, which is currently closed for renovations, so I'm working here with the digital branch. Your local public library system has a wealth of resources that you can use from home for reading or listening to books, downloading and listening to music, and even watching movies or reading magazines. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we're going to talk about how to access those resources and about library programs that will help you learn how to use them. With us today, we have Haley Burson, Maeve Dodds, and Mark Engelbrecht. Haley is the teen librarian at University City Regional Library at 301 East W.T. Harris Boulevard, which is where we're recording from. Maeve is the children's librarian, also here at University City. And Mark is the branch manager at Mountain Island Library near Mountain Island Lake. Mark, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
So I am currently the location leader of the Mountain Island Branch Library. This is the third location which I've been in this leadership position. Mountain Island is a really interesting community in the way that it's just kind of blowing up right now. That's where I see the next big area of growth for our community. So I'm really excited to be part of that process and make sure that the library is entrenched in every aspect of that growth.
Okay. And it's near a lake?
There's a lake somewhere. I haven't found it yet. There's a pond outside of our window that's quite lovely.
Okay.
Haley, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I'm the teen librarian at University City, like you said. So I do programming for teens and preteens. And I also work at the reference desk. You can see me in the back helping with computer help and other resources like that. I am a Harry Potter trivia expert. It's true. True story.
Okay. Thank you, Haley. Maeve, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sure. I'm the children's librarian at University City. I do story times for children and families, do preteen programming. I like the Chicago Bears, even though we didn't win the playoff game this year. I'm still a fan.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Do you have any connections to Chicago?
I lived there for 3 years, but besides that, no. My parents just decided I'd be a Bears fan when I was born.
Okay.
Lucky me.
I guess they're fans, too.
No, I'm the only Bears fan.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, super so random.
So they just arbitrarily decided to make you a Bears fan?
Yeah, because I was born in 86, you know, the year after 85, Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh, okay.
The Bears.
Gotcha.
I'm the lucky one.
Okay, so the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library has electronic resources for every age group. When we're talking about electronic resources, what exactly are we talking about?
That would be things like ebooks or e-resources to do research projects with, or even like e-magazines and free music, movies, television, e-audiobooks, things like that.
And then you can use these on your smartphone, but you can also use them on your tablet or your computer as well.
Okay, so if you wanted to read a book or listen to a book on a device like your phone or your tablet, what exactly would you have to do?
We have Overdrive and Libby. This has adults, teens, and children's collections, so it's great for everyone. The one thing about it to remember is that there are limited copies, so you might have to wait. There might be a hold list for it. But one thing that's really great about this is that Overdrive and Libby has the NC Kids collection, which is a separate webpage so that you can just search children's materials. Kids can access this from their smartphone or tablet, and if they want to search it by themselves, a parent doesn't have to worry about they might stumble upon, you know, something that they don't want their child to see. And it's a way easier way to find children's materials. And, you know, you can find this app in the App Store, too. And you just sign on with your library card and your PIN number.
Okay. So what kind of books would you find on?
You can find, like, a lot of popular titles are on there, and even new books. It's like John Grisham, Nicholas Sparks, Stephen King, stuff like that. For like kids, Diary of a Wimpy Kid or Dog Man, Dork Diaries, things like that. It's going to be a lot of new popular stuff.
And also the hold system for Libby or Overdrive works pretty much the same way that ours does, except you don't have to go in and pick it up. If there's a popular title, they usually purchase so many digital copies of it. So if you just put place on hold, as soon as it's ready, they'll just send you an email that says your hold is ready and you can download it right away. So some of the popular titles might have a bit of a wait, but they let you know as soon as it's ready to check out and you don't have to turn it back in. So that's always nice.
Yeah. It just expires on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So no late fees.
So what's the difference between Overdrive and Libby?
So Libby is actually basically Overdrive, but Libby is the app, and it's more user-friendly. It's easier to navigate and search for material. But anything that you would find on Overdrive, whether it be for a teen or a child or an adult, is going to be on Libby as well.
Okay. So Libby is from Overdrive.
Yeah.
It's just a different way to look at it.
Yeah. So if you are going to download an app, I would download Libby because it's easier to navigate.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so if I wanted an ebook or an audiobook, walk me through the process of using Overdrive or Libby.
Well, I guess regardless if you want it on a tablet or a phone, you would first decide which app to download. So I, like I said, would download Libby and go to your app store, the app store, or go to Google Play for Android. Download the Libby app. You would need your library card and your PIN number to start your account. That way the app knows that you have access to the materials. And then once you start an account and get signed in, you can pretty much just go from there, search your materials, check out your books. Like Haley said, whenever your book has its due date, it just gets taken off the app. With phones, you can actually download the material so that you don't use data if you're out and about playing your books or whatnot. So that's good to know. But, I mean, it's fairly simple, and it walks you through the process. But if you ever have questions, you can come to the library, and staff are all equipped with walking you through how to download and access these materials. Don't you, Haley, listen to it on your phone and shop?
I absolutely do. Like, I'll have an audiobook loaded up, and if I'm, like, in the store or something, I'll just put my headphones in and listen to it. It's like getting reading done, too. So it's sometimes if you don't really have time to read, this is essentially doing the same thing. You're listening to a reader read the book to you, so you can get your reading done as well. Kill two birds with one stone.
Cool.
Oh, and another cool feature is that you can speed up the book so you can get through the book faster. So if they're talking too slow for your liking, then you can just speed them up a little bit.
And you can get more books read.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In a short amount of time.
Yep. So the NC Kids Digital Library is actually it's funded through the state library. It's buying the materials and filling this app, I guess you could say. So if you see a hold, it's because they've only bought so many copies of said book. But you can access this through the Libby app or Overdrive app. And again, it's all kids' materials K through 4th grade. They've got picture books, chapter books, easy readers. And what's cool is it does work with Kindles, which Kindles don't always work with every app. But it's a great way to get kids. If they have a project and they need a book right away and the library doesn't have it, you can always go to the NC Kids Digital Library and see if it's on there. And it's a faster way to get that book started for that project. Because we know a lot of kids come into the library last minute to start these projects. And this is just one way to get them started in their process earlier.
Right. So you're saying that the NC Kids collection is actually developed by the state library, whereas the library has its own Overdrive collection for kids. So they could have different titles.
Yes. You might see a title in one.
Good. Okay.
And then not the other.
Right.
But anything that you see on our, like, if you go through our website and sign with your library card, you will see what our library has bought to fulfill this app.
And that's why you have to sometimes wait for stuff because there's only so many copies?
Yes.
Searching through OverDrive is actually really easy. If you just do a search and you just click the advanced options, they'll let you search for the title, but then also the author, the type of subject you're looking for, whether it's won any awards, all languages that a book has been written in. You can look at the audience level. You can look at the Lexile level or the ATOS level. Or it'll even show you, like, how difficult the text is. So if you have, like, a reader at a certain level, then that's easier to pick a certain book. So you won't have to worry that this book isn't on their level.
Cool.
So one thing that's pretty interesting is we have some always available books. These are books that don't have any copyright issues. So mostly, like, classic books that we can just leave out all the time and there's never a hold for them. And then we also, you can do a search for books that are available right now. So that might be books that could have a hold on them, but they just don't at the moment. So you can get lucky sometimes finding a book that usually might have a hold, but at the time it doesn't have a hold at the moment.
So if you're impatient like me, you don't have to wait to actually get a book.
Yes.
That's your best bet.
So while you're waiting for your hold, you can check out an always available book and read that and then get your hold. And then you've read two books.
Killing it.
Yeah. Reaching your 2019 goals.
There you go. And then when you sort that list of books that are shown as available, what do you sort by?
So you can sort it by like popularity or what has just been bought to fill this collection. They have actually like themed book lists on there too. One of them is that I'm looking at right now is mysteries, and the list is called Solve the Crime, and it's a bunch of different mystery books that are available right at that moment. And again, like popular books, books that we've just purchased, picture books, audio books, fantastical tales.
Cool.
So here's a really neat story from one of our staff members. They were working with students and families being served by the CMS Mobile Meals Program, and it was a rainy day, and there weren't as many people sticking around the bus as during their previous visit. However, the sun had started to come out, and when we got to the fourth stop on the route, as soon as a lunch was in a child's hands, they heard that there was a lady on the bus telling stories. There was a range of ages, but I was able to get them all excited about an ebook. So the staff member had the iPad. They were able to show them how they could use their library cards or CMS school ID numbers to borrow books with OverDrive when they're at school, at home, or anywhere with a computer, cell phone, or mobile device. With Captain Underpants having come out that summer, they were excited to see Captain Underpants as an ebook, but it wasn't available to check out right away. However, since the students were familiar with the main characters, they were equally intrigued by the Dog Man. I was impressed that the students sat and listened to me read for a good 20 minutes. Some of them were laughing their heads off. One student had read the book, so she was able to help out with the interactive parts. Although the students were reluctant to actually touch the device, even though it was encouraged, there were a couple who said they would definitely check out the book when they came to the library. So that's just one way of showing how you can use an electronic device right away to introduce a child to a book.
Yeah, great.
For our teen readers, I find it's really helpful for that student that's kind of last-minute book shopping for the reading assignment.
Right.
Often we won't have a hard copy available, but I can often get at least an electronic copy downloaded to their phone or to a tablet or something of that nature, and then still put them on hold for a physical copy. But that gives them something to take into the classroom that day.
Right.
So it's not always ideal in from the teacher's perspective, but at least it gets something in the student's hands.
So the electronic collections are not exactly the same as the print collection.
Correct. There are things we have in physical copies that we don't have electronically, and also vice versa.
Okay.
And you'll find different collections with each one of these vendors that we're talking about today. So while you might find Captain Underpants on OverDrive, you may not find it on Hoopla, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Okay.
Or you may find it on both. And that's kind of the beauty of it. It's each one's a little bit different, but the library spent the money to get all those different vendors so we have as much variety as possible for our users.
Right.
We pay for a subscription for each one of these vendors, and it's a special kind of library subscription that allows us to pass on that access to all of our customers that have library cards.
Okay.
It's part of the same thing like part of our book budget.
Yeah.
We have a digital budget, and so we identify the resources that are key towards the needs of our community. That also includes the databases and things that we have access to, the digital content that's movies and music as well. All that is encompassed into our digital content.
Okay, so one thing to remember with Overdrive / Libby is that you get 10 items to check out, and that the loan period for those is 21 days. But so, like, once you, if you have 10 out and you check, one gets checked back in, then you can check one more out. So you can only have 10 at a time.
Okay.
So that is, you know, that's important to remember if you are a person that likes to check out a ton of stuff at one time.
But if you return items, you can check them out again.
Yes. So
or if
you,
they expire.
Yeah, if they expire or you return it, then you can start checking out more books. But the max at one time is 10.
But if you download it, you can't return it until it expires.
Yes. So if you do download something, you can't actually return it early. You have to wait for it to expire, and then they take it off of your phone or tablet. So, gotcha. Yes.
So as far as reading goes, is there any other resources besides Overdrive / Libby?
So Hoopla, I just mentioned a moment ago, is one of our other resources. Now, unfortunately, it is not available with your One Access account, but if you have a standard library card, you can still access digital content for download or for streaming. It is for all ages. The content is all over the place in terms of your age groups and your genres. It's got movies, it's got music, it's got course books, audio, and print form. It varies from older nonfiction and also kids' books. There's even some comic books on there as well. You can check out 6 items a month. You can have unlimited copies. It never has a wait. So if you go to Overdrive and you have it, oh, there's not copies available right now, it is possible that we'll have the same title available through Hoopla.
Right.
And with that, you don't have to worry about that holdup of, oh, I have to wait for that digital license to be available for me to check it out. We have infinite license with Hoopla.
Okay, so with Hoopla, you can check out 6 items per month, and that's it.
Correct. So that is where you have an opportunity that if you have multiple accounts within a family, maybe you have either the child's card for any digital content that you want to download, like little movies or videos or that sort of thing. But then for that audiobook that you want to have in the car, right, that you Bluetooth from your phone or whatever, you might then end up using the parent's account for that. So you really have to manage your access a little bit differently with that one because you have the limited number of checkouts from that particular resource.
Okay.
That's kind of the offset for that infinite number of copies available. So the other thing to take into consideration with Hoopla is it does have a couple other restrictions, not just the quantity you can check out per month, but we as the subscriber, and that's the entire library system as the subscriber, we only have a certain number of checkouts per day. So that can easily get used up very quickly. So you may actually go to Hoopla at 5:30 in the afternoon to download that ebook or that audiobook or even stream that movie, and you'll find access denied, or you've overloaded your account, and you'll think, well, I haven't downloaded anything yet this month. But the reality is the subscription that the library purchased actually went over. Remember, that's everybody in the entire county that has a library card is part of that subscription. So again, that's another little setback. We have that infinite number of copies that could be checked out theoretically, but there is some way in which they have to manage the content and make it equitable on their end. Now, it does reset at 7 p.m. each night, so if you do log in at 5:30 and it's not there, wait an hour, go have dinner. First thing, jump on that evening. I do a lot of my downloading like usually right after I put the kids to bed, so I'm on there at 9 o'clock and I can just get whatever I need for the month.
Gotcha. So you can't wait too long.
Right.
Can't wait too close to 7 o'clock.
No. I like Hoopla the best because I think it's easiest to navigate and they have so much stuff on it.
I agree. I can hop on the Hoopla and feel like I can download something quickly, and then I've got a song or a show or a book or something to entertain the kids. But the ease of access is incredible.
So is it true that Hoopla is the primary? Are most people using Hoopla for audiobooks?
Yes, actually, almost half, which is about 11,000 out of 24,000 of Hoopla checkouts are audiobooks.
So, I mean, I think that speaks to the ease of access.
And they have about 8 times more titles than any other source that we have.
So typically, I know if I'm getting an audiobook, I check Hoopla first.
Yeah.
And then if I'm getting something to read on the tablet, I even end up going to Overdrive usually.
Okay.
Y'all are converting me because I was always an Overdrive fanatic.
You converted me to Hoopla.
Oh.
I think it's because it's fun to say.
Well, also Hoopla, for me, the reason I... it is fun, Hoopla. also, the reason that I enjoy Hoopla is because I'm a big graphic novel reader.
Yes.
And then I think Hoopla's graphic novel selection is incredible. They have a lot of new titles and a lot of old titles, but... I just think that the format that they use to read it is very easy to read, and especially if you're using like a bigger tablet like an iPad or a Surface, it's very easy to read. It's just like holding the graphic novel, and so sometimes they can be very small text and very hard to read, but with Hoopla, I think it zooms in really well too.
And if you're a graphic novel fan, they've got a really wide range. I mean, you can have mainstream like The Walking Dead and those kind of series that are really popular, and of course Capes and Tights, but you can get things like Paper Girl and Saga and some of the more obscure series. I think it's just a really great access for anybody who's in the graphic novels.
Absolutely. So if you're big into audiobooks, one thing to check out is RB Digital. RB Digital has a ton of audiobooks, mostly adult, but they do have teens and children's. You do need to sign up through their website prior to launching the app, which is usually a good idea for all of these digital resources to go on the website first, make an account with your library card, and then it's easy to download the app from there.
Okay, so walk us through the process of getting an audiobook on RB Digital.
So RB Digital also has, like Overdrive, they also have ready available books, and then some you might be put on hold. Like, for example, I just clicked on RB Digital, and the first book I see that I'm interested in is A Wrinkle in Time on audiobook, so I'm just going to click on it. And then it tells me that I can check it out right away. I can check it out for 21 days. And then just like the other Hoopla or Overdrive Libby, there's an app for RB Digital. So once I have it checked out, I can just go on my app and then there it is right there. I can download it right away, listen to it. Once you download it, you don't need to use connect to data or Wi-Fi or anything. It's already downloaded on your phone. And then, yeah, that's it. You can take it with you and just put your headphones in, listen to it.
Or read it.
So the app works kind of like the other ones. You just download the app. After you've made your account is connected through your library card and they'll have you make a username and password. After you connect that to your app, you can go in on the app. You can search for magazines, books, and then audiobooks and check it out right away. And they check out for 21 days.
Okay.
So one of the things that I use often with RB Digital is the magazines, and you can actually set up notifications so when a new issue comes out, then you can go, it doesn't download it for you automatically, but then you can go in and download it. So you know, if you get Rolling Stone or you get Men's Journal or whatever you're into, then you can actually just say, I think it's a favorite, okay. And then you simply get a notification saying the new issue is available.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it comes in your email?
Text? Yeah, to email.
Yeah, so they definitely have very popular magazines. They have Us Weekly, Allure, Better Homes and Gardens, parenting magazines. But then they also have very specific magazines. One that I always like to look at is there's a yoga magazine, which is pretty cool. And then there are like truck magazines, quilting.
Cowboys.
there's recipes. So that's amazing. They have cookbook magazines on there too. So just about any interest you have, there might be a magazine on RB Digital for you.
And as you're visiting your local library and you're not seeing what you're looking for on the shelf to physically check out, often we're making decisions on our content that's in the branch based on what's available digitally. So we may choose not to carry Us Weekly because we know it's available digitally. That doesn't mean that every branch is not going to have Us Weekly, but in case you're wondering why, well, I walked into this location, they had it, but this location did not. There could be a number of factors, but often one of the factors is what's available digitally, and we can actually offer it to more users, and it's easier to access that way.
Now, there's a rumor going around that once you download the magazine, you keep it forever. Is that correct?
It actually is correct. Yeah. You actually do get to keep it. And I mean, once you delete it, you have to just check it out again.
Right.
But it just sits on there. So there's been times where I like we discover a new magazine or maybe I just hadn't seen it on there. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go back and get the last couple of issues.
Yeah.
And I'll just have them on there. And I don't read them all within any period of time.
Sure.
It's definitely a just in the waiting room kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's great because I'll usually have four or five magazines on there. And I'll just – they're maybe pretty outdated, but
right.
I've got them. It's reading material.
Right.
Spilling library secrets.
it's not available for redistribution, so you cannot profit from this.
just have to be willing to take up the space on your device.
Right. Yeah, and that's the case with any one of these resources. It is going to take up space, so right. Keep that in mind if you're a heavy user or you take a lot of photos or you already got a lot of music on your device. Keep in mind space is an issue or can be an issue.
But I think if something on OverDrive expires, it just automatically deletes off your device, doesn't it?
It depends on the device. I do know that Kindle often has a little issue, and it could happen. It's very inconsistent. But sometimes you have to go back into your Kindle account, and you can do this on your actual just Amazon login or on the device, and you just have to remove the item. Okay. But there's a file taking up space still on your device, but you have to actually delete it or remove it. But the access date is when it no longer you can open that file.
Right. Okay. So I heard somebody... You mentioned One Access. What exactly is One Access?
So One Access is actually that every CMS student who is enrolled currently can use their school ID to check out books. That could be physical books in the library or digital materials. And to do that, they would just need to know the year that they were born, which is their PIN, and then their student ID number. They can use, OverDrive / Libby and RB Digital.
It's only Hoopla that I believe does not have access with One Access.
Students can actually use all of our e-resources except for Hoopla. And to use them, they would just need their CMS ID number and then the year they were born as their PIN. So they can check out those with their school ID.
And for any parent that's trying to help their child figure out what their student ID number, often it's the number they use for logging on to the computers at school. I know most schools, they keep their ID at home, so they're not going to have that with them. But if they can remember the number that they use for getting on the computers at school, that's their student ID number.
So there was one head librarian for one of the private schools around the city. She actually mentioned to one of our staff members about how she loves being able to have access to these online materials like Hoopla and OverDrive for her students because they're free, easy to get access to. And it's also something that the school doesn't have to pay for, so that helps budget-wise. She has them doing it for research or projects or just for fun reading. But it's a good way for school librarians, if they do that, especially with this teacher, that she can use that money that she might have spent on books or materials. She can spend that money elsewhere because these kids are able to get these materials off of just Hoopla and OverDrive, RB Digital, things like that.
Okay, so did anybody have anything else they want to add?
Nope, just visit your local library.
Okay. Thank you all for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. I want to thank our guests, Mark, Haley, and Maeve. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for upcoming episodes on the Digital Branch at digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. Or you can visit our website at www.cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check out the library's calendar and the resource pages. And remember, you can go to the eBooks and More page to see more about what we've been talking about today. You can also find the library on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram @CM Library or #CM Library. Thank you very much and have a good day.